providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in back to KER Politics. I have got a very sophisticated lady on the line right now. Her name is Dr. Carol Lieberman. She is a medical doctor specializing in psychiatry. She has also got other credentials dealing with her particular field that are actually significant. I have a question for you, Carol. A lot of people right now are claiming that what's going on with the action that the government is taking with the COVID-19 virus, they seem to be getting somewhat paranoid in the sense they are saying, is this the first step in trying to control the American people? Because let's just take a hypothetical example. Let's assume that China wanted to really infiltrate our country. Well, they couldn't do it using force. That just wouldn't work anymore. That's too obvious. But there are other ways to infiltrate a country. The best way to control a population, Carol, in my opinion, is what's going on right now in the United States. Do you have any comments on that, Doctor?
Well, you know, certainly as a psychiatrist, the last thing I would want to do would be to make people paranoid, which we are actually more susceptible to feeling, you know, with all of this lockdown. Now, you know, certainly it is a possibility. I mean, there is certainly still a lot of question about how exactly coronavirus started. I mean, the original thing was a wet market in Wuhan. And now, of course, there are more and more questions about the laboratory, certainly about whether it was at least very lackadaisical conditions, very sloppy conditions, where they were dealing with bats who had coronavirus. And there had been warnings put out by doctors or researchers about the danger of a leak. And yes, of course, then the ultimate is, did they do this on purpose? Was this a bioweapon? Now, you know, the interesting thing, though, is that and certainly I certainly don't want to be a part of making making there be any more xenophobia towards the Chinese, because it's not the Chinese people, you know, it's the communist government that would have, if they are behind it. But the perhaps more worrying possibility is that, you know, China or any other country couldn't do it on its own, in the sense that a lot of it has to do with our response. You know, yes, we aren't quite ready for a pandemic like this, and this would be a way, you know, perhaps the ideal way to take over America. But it is really in part the actions of governors and mayors that are making this more of a possible scenario. In other words, you know, and you have to actually, along with that, you need to wonder whether it isn't a foreign country that is trying to do this to us, but rather some segment within our country. And certainly it's not related to Trump. You know, he has been the voice of calm and against. I mean, he's telling people to liberate. So it's not Trump who is trying to lock us down or over the country. But the fact that there are so many governors and mayors who are putting us into isolation and taking away, ruining the economy and calling people's jobs non-essential and so many other things, and locking people up like rats, where in fact, you know, the isolation and the loneliness and just the fact of isolation itself, it's not so much even anymore the coronavirus. That has, of course, that could be deadly, but as I was saying from the very beginning, the percentage, the fatality rate is really low, a lot lower than has been said at times. You know, it's really, it is more like the regular flu or even lower. But it's the sort of secondary damage. It's how people are reacting to it, how, you know, certain governors and mayors and so on are reacting to it, because isolation is bringing up more domestic violence, more child abuse, more physical and psychological illnesses, including suicide.
Yep. Well, not to mention the divorce rate. I understand the divorce rate is actually spiking a little bit because of that, which I find to be very, very sad. But what I have to ask you, Carol, as a layman, is every action has a motive. You know, everybody has a motive, okay? The Israelis have a motive. It's called defense. It's called we want to save our people. Other people have motives that are just the opposite, okay? My question here is, logically speaking, without getting emotional, what would the motive, for example, the governor of Washington State, who I have no time for, Jay Inslee, is on the record as saying President Trump is encouraging us to break the law. I find that to be a very, very offensive statement, personally. What would the motive be? Is it just the old-fashioned, I want to get as much power and I want to wield as much power as I possibly can? Is that the deal?
Well, yes, that's a big part of it. I think, you know, some of these mayors and governors, they have had this taste of power, you know, mm-hmm. and they want more of it. They're just getting drunk on power. And a lot of it also is the politics, you know, that any way that they, I mean, you know, before coronavirus, any way that they could put down Trump, they did it, whether, you know, if he had a white Russian drink, for example, cocktail.
Right.
Would mean that he was in with the Russians. So now it was sort of a natural thing for them, for people who are against Trump, to blame Trump for the coronavirus. And, you know, one of the things about that really bothers me is the hydroxychloroquine debate.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, that is so politically motivated. There are people who are not getting this drug, people who have COVID, who are not getting this drug because of politics.
And they should be. Is that what you're inferring?
Yes. But, you know, and there are in some states, doctors are getting threatened to have their license taken away. I mean, I'm not saying that that's a panacea, but it has certainly worked in certain places. And for people who are, you give the patient a choice, whether it's with coronavirus or an operation or whatever, you tell them the risks and the benefits and you give them the choice. And there have been, you want to call them anecdotal, whatever. There's a professor in France who has done videos explaining how this works and his studies for where, how, why it works and so on. And patients should certainly have this option. And to take it away from them because of politics, you know, saying that Trump doesn't know what he's talking about, this drug doesn't work. You know, yes, maybe if for in certain studies where you give it to patients at the very end, you know, when they're dying, their last couple of hours. But there are, I heard a man on the radio the other day, I think in New York, who actually was somewhat on his last legs, or at least, you know, heading towards that. And he was given hydroxychloroquine and he has recovered. So patients should have the choice, just like they have the choice with other medications. But
right.
This is just an example of how political everything has gotten and how crazy everything has gotten and not really looking out for the best, what's best for the American people.
Dr. Lieberman, I have to cut you off here only because we have to take a real quick commercial break. I have to say one thing. I'm going to go on and on and on just for a second here. Please bear with me. I have to tell you, anybody who feels they have, in my opinion, a psychological problem, I really have to recommend this woman. And she's probably got a waiting list a mile long. But the fact of the matter is, Dr. Carol Lieberman has truly opened up my eyes, brought a ray of sunshine into regarding a situation that I thought was just absolutely insane. What she is saying makes all the sense in the world. And Dr. Carol, I truly appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.